AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
Whatever the deal is with other countries, we want a better deal for America's workers.
That is House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi speaking before the House voted no on trade authority for President Obama. The president had traveled to Capitol Hill to lobby for passage. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the lack of support from Democrats is puzzling.
This particular program can do a lot for middle-class families, and we know that there are a lot of Democrats in the House of Representatives who ran for that job specifically to benefit middle-class families and to make sure that they had a voice and somebody fighting for them in Washington, D.C.
Well, Nancy Pelosi said lawmakers should slow this down in hopes of getting stronger protections for American workers in potential trade deals. Investigators are getting information from prison employee Joyce Mitchell in the search for two convicted killers who escaped in upstate New York.
Clinton County District Attorney Andrew Wiley says the prison tailor shop instructor is under surveillance and being questioned every day.
We're learning more and more information from her as far as what her involvement was, what her relationships were with both Matt and Sweat. And from that, we're just developing leads.
Wiley says she brought Richard, Matt, and David Sweat contraband, but not the power tools they used to cut their way out of prison. What it was, he would not say. The governor says investigators are talking to several people who may have facilitated the escape. I'm Warren Levinson.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has confirmed an airbag made by Takata was involved in the death in April of a woman in Louisiana. That makes seven deaths in all connected to defective airbags. A couple from Utah and two of their children died. Another child was hurt when their small plane crashed while taking off from a grass airstrip in Missouri. A setback in debt talks with Greece today has stocks sharply lower on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now down 164 points. This is AP Radio News. Police in Paris released a six-year-old French girl 3 days after it was thought she had a fake passport.
The girl had flown as an unaccompanied minor, carrying all the needed documents and with help from the airline that brought her from Cameroon to Charles de Gaulle Airport. But her passport photo didn't seem a close match, and police suspected it was fake. So she was taken to what was described as a special police daycare, and her mother waited and waited and waited. A judge asked the girl to identify pictures of her classmates in a French elementary school, which she did. He then ordered the six-year-old released into her mother's arms, a lawyer says. Authorities insist the police were just doing their jobs to protect children from trafficking. I'm Kyle McKinnon.
In Kennebunkport, Maine, former President George Herbert Walker Bush is planning a quiet, low-key birthday today, his 91st. A year ago, on his 90th, Bush, the nation's 41st president, did some skydiving. Earlier in the week, the focus was on his wife, Barbara Bush, celebrated her 90th birthday. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.